USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Sanctions reimposed on Iran. They took effect at midnight after President Trump pulled the United States out of the Iran nuclear deal earlier this year and signed an executive order reimposing those sanctions yesterday. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani making remarks on an offer to meet with President Trump.
We are ready for talks to see how they are going to compensate and pay us back. America owes the Iranian nation for several interventions in their country. They should both apologize to us and compensate for the past. If they do so, we have always been ready for talks.
With a record number of House Republicans not running for re-election, four states are hosting primary votes today that could potentially reshape Congress. Contests being held in Kansas, Ohio, Michigan, and Washington State. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Relief efforts continue for earthquake victims in Indonesia. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Indonesia's 6.9 earthquake Sunday is the second powerful earthquake to hit that resort island of Lombok in a week. While tourists are trying to escape, international groups like Save the Children are desperately trying to care for the people who live there year-round.
There's a very large population of Indonesians that have been really severely affected. Really, those are the people that we're most focused on in North Lombok at this moment.
Donations can be made at Save the Children. Children.org.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says the high number of shooting deaths in that city over the weekend were unacceptably violent. Johnson joined by Chicago's Democratic Mayor Rahm Emanuel at a hastily called press event yesterday to discuss the violence that saw over 60 people shot, at least 10 people killed. Johnson says the shootings were not random, but instead mostly fueled by gang violence. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he'll fight a judge's order to restore DACA. That judge issuing the ruling on Friday saying the White House failed to lay out its justification for ending the Obama-era program protecting immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children. Sessions argues the Trump administration has the authority to rescind the policy because it was created by a presidential order. And he adds that the judge's ruling was improper because the changes DACA brought about should be made by Congress. The Department of Justice argues an appeals court suffered from faulty logic in its ruling that allowed AT&T to purchase Time Warner. The DOJ opposing the $85 billion merger of the two communications giants, arguing the judge in that case relied on a deeply flawed assessment of the government's evidence. That deal closed in June and gives AT&T control over CNN, TBS, TNT, HBO, and others. The Justice Department says the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia did not understand the power dynamics when TV distributors like AT&T negotiate with TV programmers over content. And scientists are unable to explain the magnetic field of a huge rogue planet. NASA says the planet-sized object is 20 light-years away from Earth. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.